Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Election Day. Are you happy? How many people are going to turn out? This is what
like
they call
like or so.
Off-year election, but you know what? Yeah. There's a lot of big races going on. Maybe we'll crack 28% today. What do you think?
Is that the normal for
I don't know.
That seems high, actually.
I honestly did not check, but for some reason in all these years of talking about it, it seems like if you can hit somewhere to 30%, you know, in an off-year election, you could Google that up. Maybe AI will help you out. Anyway, it is election day. Hold on to your hats because it's windy. And that's about the only real weather condition that's kind of out of the ordinary. And not that it's, you know, too crazy.
If you're not going to vote because of the breeze today.
You know.
I'm not saying you shouldn't vote, but you might not. You need to seek some therapy because it's not going to be that bad out.
Yeah, because like you might get blown over. It's not that much wind. But sunny and windy and a high of 57. Pretty nice weather. Weather shouldn't stop people from getting out to vote. So there's a lot of races going on. If there's any one in particular that you're most excited about, that's the word, or maybe nervous about.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be excited, but if you're that excited, you might also need therapy. I think therapy is good for everybody.
The most interesting. How about that?
Which is that?
That's bringing you out. That's what I'd like to know. You can text us 570-883-0098. So the polls will open at 7 o'clock this morning, and it will go until 8 o'clock this evening. Now, I don't expect there to be long lines. I don't. I just don't. I mean, we'd love to hear from you if you're either, you know, someone who normally goes and you want to let us know, how does it compare? It's not going to compare to a presidential year, obviously. No. But if you happen to be, as long as you're in line by 8 o'clock, you have to vote. So, you know, presidential election years, this is a more important thing to remind people about, because usually there's in some, especially urban areas, people who are lined up. But you do not need to present your identification at the polls. I want to remind people of that. Only if it is the first time that you are voting or the first time you're voting at a new location. So if you have voted at your polling place before, you do not need to show ID. I want to remind people of that because it seems every once in a while when we're covering this and having done this for decades, sometimes people at the polls, maybe they didn't get the briefing well enough. After COVID, there had been a lot of older people that would run the polls. And when COVID happened, there was a lot of turnover and new people coming in. So we just don't want people to be turned away because someone is telling people the wrong information. It had happened not too far from our studios here one year. Sue Henry, I remember, was on the air. People were calling about a particular polling place where people were being told, no, you need your ID. And because Sue started talking about it and calls were made, you know, Luzerne County had to let those people know at the polls.
Somebody was straightened out.
Yes. So we just want to make sure you know that rule. And look, if you've moved here from another state, these rules all differ from state to state. So you need to know that. You have the right to have help if you need it at your election place. Maybe you don't. Now, in Luzerne County, they're still utilizing these machines, right? Those.
I think the change is going to.
They're not until the next one.
I believe you're right.
So we're still working with these digital screens, which are always fun. But if you need help with it, you have the right to, you know, ask for help as well. Now, if you applied for a mail-in ballot, but for some reason you don't want to use it, maybe you got it, you filled it out, and then you said, crap, I forgot to get it there. Don't throw it in the mail at this point. It's got to be in the hands of Luzerne County officials at the election board today. I don't even think those places are open now. Basically, what you do, bring the whole thing with you, not just the ballot, like just bring everything that you got in the mail. And you can take it with you to your polling place and ask the poll worker to spoil it. You'll then sign a form declaring you haven't voted by mail, and then you're able to vote at the precinct. Yep. If you lost it or you never got it, and that's happened.
You waited a little long to make a.
Well, sometimes the mail doesn't work. Anyway, you can still go to your polling place and cast a ballot, but instead of the usual process, you will have to do provisional. Now, it says here you can drop it off at your county election office by 8 o'clock on election day. So there's no ballot drop boxes anywhere else, but you can take it to your county election office. But reminder, no dropping it in the mail. At this point, it doesn't matter what the postmark is.
Here's okay. How the process should go, by the way. You walk in, you wait in line, they call you over. If your last name is a different name, you go maybe to a different table, you give your name, they show you your signature, and they give you your thing. You vote and you leave. It's quiet and easy. It should go like that. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of that norm should raise some red flags, and you should ask, why are we having problems?
If you have a problem with the process itself, or you don't think something looks right, you can also call your county's election.
Yeah.
Office. And they do have someone that is supposed to. It's not supposed to go to voicemail. Someone should be there to help you out and take care of a situation. Let us know. We're very curious to know how things are going at the polls today.
I've always been very fascinated during election days here because for the most part, things go smooth, but there always seems to be something. Like some place isn't open, or they say, "Oh, we're not ready," and then we get
our paper is missing.
Yeah, little detail. And look, you guys contact us, and you know we just reach out, and things get fixed pretty quickly.
We
have a little bit of real time. We can help in real time a lot of times.
Some of the big races going on. The race for mayor in Scranton. We have the incumbent Democrat Paige Cognetti, current mayor of Scranton, running for re-election. Also has told people about her intention to run in the 8th Congressional District. That would be up against Rob Bresnahan, who has just gotten
an early endorsement
from Donald Trump. I'm not sure how that really is helpful for him at this point. But anyway, that's
you
not
you think
until
if you're him,
year.
You want that like in a year.
I don't know if I want that at all now, the way things are going.
I'm assuming he'll want it.
It's Northeast PA. It's not.
11 months from now is better than now for next year.
I think like lay low, dummy up, please don't say anything. Anyway, Paige.
It might get to that, yeah.
Paige Cognetti, Democrat incumbent, up against the Republican Trish Bynum, who won the Republican primary. Jean Barrett, independent, former city councilman, and running as an independent in this election. Oh, there's someone else. Is there not? Is it Rick Little? I thought there was another.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this with the debate.
And then the debate. It's tough.
The other guy was up there. I feel bad saying that.
Yeah, I know. I meant to write this down. They're independent. And I don't want to leave anyone out. Rick Little for mayor, running as third party candidates. So there we go. Don't want to leave out anybody. So that's in the race for mayor of Scranton. That's happening today. Also today, Lackawanna County Commissioner, the special election that we've all talked so much about. This one's wild.
Debacle 2025.
It's really wild. Democrat Tom Welby, nominated by the county Democrats. Chet Murley, the Republican, nominated by the county Republicans. And then there's independent Michael Cappellini. Very, very interesting, this race. And a lot of news coming in just lately about the $100,000 given to Welby's campaign by Senator Marty Flynn. Tom Welby, who at one time had worked in his office.
Yeah.
So, you know, Marty Flynn says he just likes people that he can work with. So there you go.
But, I'd like to point out, I'd like to work with you.
$100,000.
You can give me like just a little bit. Help me with credit card payments.
Look, this whole race has been, it's, you know, the whole opening, Matt McGloin, you do not know what wrath you had brought onto this area. That one decision to go, I don't think I want to do this. I want to go somewhere else and work somewhere else for like a day.
We give him a lot of crap because he signed up for something, he won something, and he left. At some point, though, whatever his reason was, he did it. The chaos that's happened after, I feel like we can't completely blame it on him because it's been.
Oh, I'm not blaming it. I kind of have been. That. I mean, certainly, I don't like quitters. That's just the way I feel like if people put their faith and their heart and their soul and their vote behind you, maybe I'm giving people, I've never really given my faith, heart or soul to anybody. So I'm sorry. I really dramatized that.
So you lied to me.
I romanticize that way too much. All right. Let's put it this way. If at least people put faith in you and made a decision. Now, look, what's really weird to me, and I'm sure he's a great person. This is nothing against him as a human being. And he wanted to do something else. What's really just what's strange to me is you left. I mean, I get it if you left and you were happy somewhere else, but you left and you didn't like it. And then you didn't say, oh, I want my job back. And then we have this. So it's like your heart wasn't in this after a while. Maybe politics just wasn't what you were looking for.
And look, that's a great thing to find out early on, preferably before you get voted in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
I know. So, look, beyond that, we've moved past that. And I do wish him the best. He seems like a great person. Don't get me wrong. So here we are with a race where the party, there is a machine. Look, every place has a machine. There's Republicans and Democrats, and they have a machine. And here's what the thing is, that many people thought for a long time in this area... And it's almost like this almost everywhere else. You know, you knew people, you put people in that the powerful people know and trust. They get jobs for friends and family or whatever. They all, you know, give each other, you know, it's sometimes stinky and awful. And this is just the ugly side of things where we've seen a party literally. Like, you would be happy, would you not, to have majority commissioner for your party and then to have, like, someone throw a wrench in it just to create chaos and stress and put your majority at risk because a Republican or independent could come in here and throw things off all because you guys couldn't get along on who it is you should have running. It's just a really wild saga.
I can make a good argument. I think I have over the years, like why I have always been an independent is because what if I agree with 98% of what a party believes in? I should be allowed to say I disagree with this 2%. And sometimes I feel like they all just fall in line. This is a good example. This is a good counterpoint to say, yeah, but sometimes doing that creates nightmare situations when you stand up for what you believe in personally versus the party's overall belief. Like you're not a company man. And causes issues. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the right way to go about this is, but this is definitely not a good look for any area in the country.
We asked, what race is bringing you out? Somebody said, I'm not excited about any of these races or any of these people. I simply vote out of civic duty anymore. They're all sneaky crooks.
I like the way you think. I really do.
Here's another one. How bad do you think Luzerne County will mess up again? That's kind of scary. Another, what's the over-under on something going wrong in Luzerne County? Yeah, they've had issues. This is true. In the Lackawanna County Commissioner special election, someone says, there are so many subplots, conflicts, and contradictions. I don't know who is honest, who is dirty, and what the direction will be regardless of who wins. Here, I'll put it to you simply what I think is going to happen. And again, this is just my opinion, and you can send yours along. Jason, you could chime in here as well.
I'll send mine along, too.
I think if you vote for Tom Welby, I mean, I think he's a great guy. He's a part of, you know, the pretty much old school Democrat party there. Yeah. I don't know what will happen. Does he form an alliance with Chris Chermak? As a Democrat, I would think he would stay with Bill Gaughan. I think he'd be the top dog if he wins, though, not Bill Gaughan. If Cappellini wins, Cappellini and Gaughan will definitely be together because Gaughan has said that that's who he supports.
Right.
And that'll just piss off the Democrat establishment, right? And then if you vote for Chet Murley, you're going to have Republicans running things there as well. So, you know, that's really what we're talking about here. If you're just looking at where it's going to go going forward, I don't think any of them can truly stop reassessment. And look, it's been 60 freaking years. That is insane. I can't even imagine. We're rushing things. Dude, it's been 60 years. It's been a long time. And think about it. There are people who are paying more than their fair share. But look, even if they delay it for a little bit, it's coming no matter what.
Look, when they started saying, changing the verbiage from we want to stop it to we want to at least pause it. Pausing seemed plausible. It seemed reasonable. I've said, look, if you're going to, I've thought about this from the beginning, openly talking about the fact that I know I'm paying too little and my bill's going to go up. But if your bill's going to go up maybe 20%, that's pretty significant. Maybe ease it in over a couple of years.
So what about the people who are paying 20% too much?
They should.
That's not fair. What, ease that in? Oh, we'll just slowly allow you guys to.
Well, the thing is, the whole thing is wrong. But it's like, again, all of a sudden, everyone decides to get their crap together. And everyone's like scrambling going, what am I going to owe?
Right.
And that's unfair to all people. To say, it's very similar to the health insurance thing. You don't know what you're about to get, but it's not going to be good news for a lot of people. So right. I wouldn't mind easing it in. Yeah. But we don't do that well.
60 years. Be glad you had the years you had, folks, if you've been paying under what is fair. All right. So there's other races we didn't even get into.
Yeah.
Luzerne County. We've got county council. We've got judge of the court of common pleas, county controller as well. Plus the big question about Luzerne County home rules. So we'll tell you what that's about. And there are statewide questions that are going to be on that ballot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So we've been talking about the big races. We already talked about the race for mayor in Scranton, that special election in Lackawanna County. In Luzerne County, you are dealing with home rule and a question on that, where there's an 11-member county council and an appointed county manager running the show. There's also an independent election board and an ethics commissioner that, you know, watches things. So if a new charter passes, and you'll be asked whether you want this new charter, here's what would happen. The county council, if you vote for this new charter, it would shrink from 11 members down to 9. A whole two less people.
It's a start.
The reasoning is, they say it's fewer people, less red tape, a more efficient government. So rather than 11, it would go down to 9. And that would start in the year 2028. The election board stays at 5 members for now. There are both Democrats and Republicans in the mix. In a few years, county council could actually change that. And term limits, the 3-term cap. But partial terms don't count anymore, so that's not considered a term. If you're in there for 3 out of 4 years, you still have the cap to go. Right. So it's in your hands. The question, should the home charter be updated? That's up to you, folks, in Luzerne County. Also, voters in Luzerne County choose 5 of the current 11-member county council. There's right now a 7-4 Republican majority, so it could be potential shift in balance.
Yeah.
Your Democrat candidates, Chris Bellis, Steve Coslett, Tony Persia, I hope I'm saying your names right, Dawn Simmons, Denise Williams. The Republican candidates, John Lombardo, Jackie Scarsella, Brian Thornton, Stephen J. Urban, Greg Wolowicz. And these are new terms that begin in January of 2026. We've got a judge of the Court of Common Pleas opening. And Republican Tom Mosca and Democrat Mark Buffalino. Those are your choices. And for county controller, the incumbent Republican Walter Griffith, challenger Democrat Tim McGinley. Quickly for you also, there are statewide races. If you've seen the commercials for the judges and retention, a lot of money is going into this. Retention votes for 3 justices on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So the names up for retention are Christine Donahue, Kevin Dougherty, and David Wecht. So you vote yes or no if you want to retain them. And look, here's what it is. I'm just going to, for a nutshell, these are hugely important judgeships. You're talking Supreme Court. Issues that come before them are huge issues that have to do with election matters. A woman's right to choose is on the ballot. I mean, that's really what this is. If you believe this is just me and my thoughts, I am voting to yes on retention because we have kept things from going crazy like they go in other states. There is, if you are pro-choice, you want to vote yes on these 3. Because there are people on the right that would really love to change the power dynamic and change a lot of the ways things are done in Pennsylvania. But that's a big question, the retention votes. Also, for Commonwealth Court, we have 2 major candidates, Democrat Stella, is it Tsai, T-S-A-I, I hope I say that right, and the Republican is Matt Wolford. And for the Superior Court, there's Brandon Newman and Maria Batista. Now, Newman, a Democrat, Batista, a Republican. I'm going to just point this out for you because you should do your homework and read about these folks as well. On the Superior Court, the only thing I will say is I do look to see if the candidates have a high rating from the Pennsylvania Bar Association. And like when I talked about Commonwealth Court, those two candidates do. Superior Court, Maria Bautista has not even submitted information to get a bar rating. So I like to go with people that are pretty good at what they do and they can get a high rating. So in that case, you know, the Democrat there does have that high rating from the PBA. I think that's important. So Election Day today starts in about 20 minutes. If you could, after you vote, just send us a text. Let us know if everything went okay, where you're at, if it was busy or not. This isn't off your election, but we do have some big issues that'll bring people out. I mean, the special election in Lackawanna County is going to bring people out. Right. The mayor's race is going to bring people out. Luzerne County and those judgeships and the county council and the whole question about home rule charter. Maybe we'll get a bit more than we usually get at this time. What do you think?
I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? Because, you know, when you show up, too, it might be important to text us if you see, is there a line? Does it look like there are people getting ready? Those things are kind of interesting, too, and then we'll see what happens when the polls actually open.
Yeah.
Your reports are really, I don't think I've ever worked anywhere before where Election Day and WILK listeners really can help us see what's happening where we can't be.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. You guys are awesome.
Absolutely,
like that,
absolutely. So. It is election day. So I was saying, hey, maybe we'll break 28-29%. Some areas, I know Allegheny County reporting that they believe they'll hit 32-33%. Wow. You can also tell a bit, I guess, by the mail-in ballots that you get as well. It'll be interesting to see, because a presidential election year obviously brings out a whole heck of a lot more people. But we do have quite a few local races and statewide ones that might get people off of their butts and get out to vote. We were mentioning just before the break, the breaking news. Dick Cheney, influential Republican vice president to George W. Bush, has died. 84 years old. Looking at a statement from his family, his beloved wife of 61 years, Lynn, his daughters, Liz and Mary, and other family members were with him as he passed, the family said. He died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease.
Yeah, I don't know. Brian Hughes had come in. People say these things happen in threes. Who do you include in that? I thought it was just celebrities that died in threes. I don't know if we include.
Well, who's the other one?
Diane Ladd. She passed away. But do we lump them all together?
No.
I think it's celebrities.
No, usually it's celebrities. It's from the same.
That's
genre,
what I agree.
Whatever,
I agree
maybe.
With them.
So talking about Diane Ladd, she passed away. American actress, Oscar nominated actress, yeah. Mother of Laura Dern.
That I did not know. I don't know how
I didn't know that. But she has passed away. And I guess they say it was just 3 months ago she lost her husband of 26 years. So
heartbreak is real.
Very, very sad. All right. So we've been talking election. Polls open at 7 o'clock this morning. If you can, let us know afterwards how things went. Hopefully everything will go smooth. That would be good to know. Speaking of people who have passed away, George Banks, a Luzerne County man who killed his family and others, mass murderer, made national news, has died in prison. And again, this is also making national news, the fact that he has died as well. Former prison guard killed 13 people in a shooting spree back in 1982, was it?
Yeah,
September 25th, 1982. Killed his family, including five of his children, on September 25th, 1982, at homes in Wilkes-Barre and Jenkins Township. It was one of these just unbelievable, horrifying stories when it hit the news. I was like 15 years old. I remember this being a huge story.
Is it one of those stories that made you kind of almost want to get into this when you follow the coverage at all? Or not really? No,
not so much that.
Just
but,
curious.
Look, a lot of people have said he got the death penalty, but he never obviously was put to death. There were people who had studied him and, you know, medical professionals who said he was not well. He was mentally ill, very much so. Anybody would do something like that. There was media involved in the story because at the time that this all went down, in radio, police convinced several news outlets to report erroneous information about his family, reporting that they were still alive when they were not, because they thought while they were trying to negotiate with him to surrender, that knowing his family was still alive would be more likely to get an apprehension, which they were able to obviously apprehend him. And there has been, back then especially, there had been a lot of ethical questions about a news organization and whether they should ever lie in a case like that.
Even for the greater good. It's tough.
And the thing is about trust. And still in that case, you're also looking at safety to other people. So that still that question, you know, lingers out there, even though news is a very different thing today than it ever was then. But yesterday he did pass away. And he died of natural causes at the State Correctional Institution near Philadelphia. Again, he was supposed to get the death penalty. That's what the jury had come to. But that was later changed and overturned. So killed 13 people. And I remember this because this was a story that was just beyond what you'd see. You know,
right.
People killing their family, but to go to two locations and kill that many people. And the question always was why? You know, and it's the question people always ask. I mean, he worked at a prison, but there were people who said he was very severely mentally ill. I know his mother at the time said because of an interracial marriage, you know, and
that seems misguided.
She says that he suffered a lot of bullying because one parent was white and one parent was black. And he was afraid that his children would be treated the same way. I mean, you know, you get into the mind of someone who is not thinking rationally.
And 99% of the time, those people just go on living and they don't do crazy stuff like this.
What happened was he shot and killed three women and five children, four of whom were his at his home in Wilkes-Barre. He shot at bystanders as he was leaving, killing one. He was wearing army fatigue, stole a car, then went to Heather Highlands, where he killed one of his sons and the boy's mother and two of her relatives, one of whom was a seven-year-old boy. He did eventually surrender to the police. After a standoff, he was armed with an AR-15 rifle. So, you know, it was just one of those horrific things in the area that made national news.
I often wonder, well, I never really wondered this till a buddy of mine told me about what he grew up near. If you grew up near there and just hearing this story, does that like kind of almost follow you and haunt you? And do you think about it constantly? Maybe over the years you stop, but my buddy grew up like right next to his, like near where he grew up was where John List killed his family in New Jersey. And he's like, everyone, we were all like, it was like this unspoken, terrifying story that haunted us. These real life events happen. They're tragic. They're horrible. And they just linger with us all these years later. We're not talking about it again.
Yep.
Wonder if it's a trigger for people. You know, it sucks.
It's election day and the polls will open in 10 seconds. Should we do a countdown like the ball? No, maybe
we could discuss it for a few minutes, but by that time, it's over.
So let us know how things are going. Whoop, it's time to vote. Let us know how it is at the polls. Hopefully we won't have any problems. We're crossing our fingers. We will talk election day. Are you okay with holiday decorations like Christmas now? There are some people. Right after Halloween, it's like full-on Christmas displays. We'll talk about that. We've got a state liquor store that's been remodeled for quite some time, finally reopening. We've got the president endorsing one of our Congress people here in this area. Is that a helpful thing at this point? We'll get to that and more. Coming up on WILK, reminding you, breaking news today, Dick Cheney, influential Republican vice president to George W. Bush, has died at the age of 84.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend. created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.